Chapter 13, Using Para to Enhance Focus, Creativity, and Perspective. Para can be used to cultivate three of the most desirable states of mind for knowledge workers: focus, creativity, and a sense of perspective. Let me walk you through each one. How to use para to enhance focus. The very essence of focus is to do one thing at a time. This principle seems so simple in theory, but in practice, it's not so easy. I've noticed that often people try to focus in the very same environment where new information arrives. They use their email inbox as a to-do list, then wonder why they're constantly distracted by one incoming message after another. Or they use their web browser to multitask, then can't figure out why, at the end of the day, they're left with dozens of unread browser tabs. In order to focus, we need to step away from the incessant notifications of the internet and withdraw to a private, secluded place. If you happen to have access to a log cabin hidden deep in the woods, then I'm envious of you. For the rest of us, that private place can be simply a different software program than the one we use to interface with the outside world. When I need to focus, I turn off the Wi-Fi. I know I can't remain dedicated to one task with an ocean of information beckoning to me from just the other side of a browser window. Each time I sit down to work, I choose a task from my to-do list, turn on airplane mode on all my devices, and don't go back online until it's finished. You might have heard this advice before, but it's almost impossible to follow until you have a trusted, comprehensive system for managing digital information. If everything is stuck in the cloud, you'll never be able to pull away from the siren song of the web and actually get things done. Use Para as your secluded log cabin in the woods, a place where you can shut out the world and tinker with your own ideas, theories, and creations before venturing back out to share them with the world. How to use Para to cultivate creativity. You've probably heard many times how important creativity is to modern career success. Collecting information is easy, and we've seen that filing it away isn't that hard either. But if you stop there, all this effort amounts to hoarding. Value doesn't come from the inputs, it comes from your outputs, bearing your signature and style. A lot of what I write about in Building a Second Brain builds on Para with a holistic system for creativity in the digital age. But for the purposes of this audiobook, Para is about creating an environment in which creativity can emerge. Creativity is often mysterious, but one thing I know for sure: when you have a collection of interesting ideas, thoughtfully curated, all related to a single project or goal, and collected in one central place, magical things begin to happen. Any other creative tool or technique you might want to try will work far better when you have this starting batch of material to work with. To take advantage of this fact, I recommend choosing what to save in your Para system based on what resonates with you, what moves you, what makes the hair stand up on your arm, gives you goosebumps, makes your heart beat faster, or fills you with a sense of wonder. That is the stuff creativity is made of, and therefore worth saving. How to use Para to give you a sense of perspective. It's helpful to think of each main category of Para as a horizon. Your projects exist on a short-term horizon that will play out in the coming hours or days. Your areas of responsibility and resources play out on a medium-term horizon over weeks and months. Your archives are more likely to be useful on a long-term horizon of months or years. Why is it useful to segment your information based on different timescales? Because each timescale requires a very different mindset and way of thinking. Day-to-day, in the trenches of getting things done, you want to focus only on your active projects. Projects include actions that need to be taken and information that needs to be reviewed in the next few hours or days. At this time scale, things are changing fast, so you should keep that information close at hand and at the center of your attention. These are the kinds of questions that are relevant on this short-term horizon. Which projects are most active right now? Which tasks are most time sensitive? What are the next steps you need to take to move them forward? What information do you need access to in order to do so? Areas and resources become relevant on a longer time horizon, stretching from weeks to months. You may not need to refer to them much during the work week, when you're just fighting fires. But occasionally, such as during a weekly review, it's wise to elevate your perspective and think about the long term. This is when the content you've collected in your areas of responsibility and resources becomes valuable. At these times of deeper reflection, ask yourself these questions. What is the standard of quality or performance I'm committed to in each of my areas of responsibility? Am I currently meeting that standard? If not, are there any new projects, habits, routines, or other practices I can start, stop, or change? Are there any resources that would enable me to do so? When evaluating your resources, ask yourself questions like, are there any new interests or passions I'd like to pursue more seriously? Are there any curiosities or questions I'd like to start exploring? Are there any hobbies or pursuits I've allowed to stagnate that I'd like to reboot? By separating out the information in your life according to when it will be needed, PARA gives you a sense of perspective appropriate to whichever time horizon is calling for your attention. It allows you to work simultaneously across different timescales to bring into existence the future you're trying to create.